Okay, Bill Belichick famously said you had one job. Right? He says, do your job, excuse me. Do your job. And do your job is a very important yesod which permeates all of our lives. And let me explain how that plays out in this week's parasha. This week, we have a number of tragedies. Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. We move ahead as they get punished and vanquished into Gan Eden. We have the second sin of all time, which relates to Cain and Hevel. And there's a diuk here that Rabbi Simon has from he quotes the Paneach Raza. I don't know who that is, but Rabbi Simon quotes him. Listen to this small little diuk, which sheds a tremendous amount of light on a yesod, which is a very, very important yesod. Let me spell it out. It says, God, so man knows his wife, in a biblical sense, Vatahar, and they give birth. Vatelet is Kain, and they give birth to Kain. Vatomer Kanisi Ish Es Hashem. They tell you why was he called Kain? Because Kanisi Ish Es Hashem, because he has purchased, or is Kona in some level, God. Okay. Then, Pasuk Beis. Another child. Vatosev Laledes Es Echav Es Hevel. He's given birth to Hevel. Vayevel Roetzon, and it tells us Hevel's profession. And he was a Roetzon. He was a shepherd. Then, V'kayin haya oved adam. Then it tells us that Kayin worked the land. So, we've always been told the story. Tradition is always a problem when you learn things too young. We've always been told from the time we are young in first grade, Kayin worked the land, and Hevel was a shepherd. So when we read these psukim, we don't pay that much careful attention to what's going on. But if you look at the psukim, there is a glaring problem. First, it tells us his name is Kain. Then it tells us there was another child, Hevel. It tells us Hevel's employment. He was a shepherd. Then it tells us Kain's employment. Why not tell me Kain? Kain's employment, Hevel's employment. That would seemingly make a lot of sense. So the diuk of the Paneach Raza is a fabulous diuk. Is that Kain was supposed to be somebody who didn't have a job. Kain was supposed to be somebody who was supposed to be an Eved Hashem, and that was his job. Similar to Ephraim and Manasseh. Hevel was supposed to be a shepherd. Hevel was doing his job. Kain did not do his job. Kain saw what Hevel was doing. And Hevel was L'shem Shemayim and doing everything beautifully, and his korbanos were accepted. There was a kinna within Kain, because he looked at what Hevel was doing, and he wanted to do what Hevel was doing. He wasn't focused on what his tachlis was. Kain's problem began when he started to look at what other people were doing, and he fixated on that instead of focusing on what his job was. Bill Belichick, do your job. There's an unbelievable Gemara in Chagiga, which if it wasn't written, I couldn't say it. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha Aleihem. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries about, Bechol Yom, each and every day. Number one, classic. Al She'ev Shelo Lasik B'Torah Ve'Eino Osik. On somebody who could sit in Shteig Avek in learning, but he chooses not to. He decides to become a lawyer. He decides to become, I don't know, whatever it is, run for president. Well, we would hope somebody. And then, who else does he cry about? V'al she'iyav sh'alasot b'torah, on somebody who can't learn Torah, v'osek. And he sits and he learns. And third is v'al parnas ha'mizgal atzibor, somebody who's in charge of the community, and he gets arrogant over that. But I want to focus on the second one. Clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries on somebody who could learn and doesn't. But on somebody who does learn and shouldn't, he cries HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Wow. That's a striking statement. Everybody has an obligation to learn. So what do you mean? So what the Gemara is highlighting and illustrating is that it's a tragedy when somebody tries to do a job that's not theirs. Namely, if this guy could be a great lawyer and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and instead he says, I'm going to go sit and learn in Kolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crying about that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to learn, but he wants him to have a parnasa. He wants him to have a job. Do your job, says Bill Belichick. There's a famous story of the Netziv. World famous story. And I'll give you the kenature of Rabbi Bolzman, because Rabbi Bolzman has a great chap on this. The world famous story of the Netziv, in many different varieties, is the Netziv is a young man at the age of 6 years old or 7 years old, and he wasn't matzliach in learning, and his parents had a conversation that evening that the next day he's going to go make shoes. And the Netziv has a dream that night. And in a dream that night, he gets up to the Olam HaEmes, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu presents him with a sefer. What's the sefer? It's the Emek Davar. And the Netziv says, what is this? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is a sefer that you could have written if you stayed and learned. So the next day, the Netziv wakes up, and he begs his parents, and he pleads with them to stay in learning, so that he could be able to, because he sees that he has a great future. And when he writes the sefer Emek Davar, he makes a big party because he fulfilled his tachlis. He fulfilled his purpose of writing that wonderful, marvelous sefer, the Emek Davar. So it gets up to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks him for writing the sefer, as opposed to going into shoes. So Rabbi Bolzman is a great knesh. Up at Shemayim one day, somebody's going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a sefer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, he goes, it's a nice sefer, but I wanted your shoes. I wanted your shoes. I don't want your sefer. Again, who are we to say and who's whose job? And everyone's got to figure it out. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do is to do our job. He doesn't want Kain to be Hevel. He doesn't want Hevel to be Kain. He wants you to be the best version of yourself. He wants you to do your job. We're going to say, we said in Yom Kippur Davening, at the end of Shemona Esrei, that there's a fabulous, fantastic Vart of Rav Kook here. Simon brings this down. He says, Elokai, up until I was created, any kedai, I wasn't worthy of being created. But now that I have been created, it's as if I haven't been created. So what is this going on? So Rav Kook explains, up until now you haven't been created. You know why I haven't been created up until this moment of the year 2016? Because there was no need for you. Your talents were not necessary in this particular world. Now that you're created, oh, there must be, but you're still here, which means you haven't fulfilled your tachlis yet. You got to work hard to fill your unique tachlis that nobody else has in the world. This is what joy is. Kain was like always, again, he comes off as this person, unfortunately, who's a murderer. He's a mass murderer. He killed 1/3 of the entire world. It's a crazy thing, right? He killed much more percentage of the world than anybody else. But what makes Kain this depressed? He didn't have joy. He didn't have simcha because who's misamech? Right? Ezo Ashir, who's wealthy? Asamech Bechalko, somebody who's happy in his lot. His lot means the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. He's not worried about Hevel's talents. And that would promote, ultimately, peace. One of the great psukim we say each and every day, Ose Shalom Bimromav Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu. We say it at the end of each and every Kaddish. We end Yom Tovim with this. We do all kinds of things. Ose Shalom Bimromav Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu. How do we promote peace? Ose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made peace above. Please make peace below. Where is this coming from? It's coming from a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk in Iyov, Ose Shalom B'Romav. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make peace above? Rashi zokt on the pasuk in Iyov, a very simple solution. He gives each malach a name that tells him his unique task. Rafael, oh, I got to go to medical school. Givaldik, you understand? Gavriel is going to be the warrior, he's going to be the gibor, he knows. There's no fights up in Shemayim. Because each malach knows his unique task. Unfortunately, down below, why is there machlokas? Why are Trump and Hillary fighting all the time? Whatever, there's 1,000 reasons. But the major nakuda of the machlokas is they're each fighting for the same turf. Neither one of them knows what their role is. They both want the same role, so they're fighting. There's machlokas. That's the whole machlokas, Democrats, Republicans. There's machlokas. Up at Shemayim, there's no machlokas. Why? Because everybody knows exactly what they're supposed to do. Says Rav Leuchter, I heard this from Reuven Leuchter, Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago. Oseh Shalom Bimromav, he made peace above, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. He should make peace down below. Namely what? Help us understand our unique task in this world. Because if I understand what my unique task is in this world, I'm not going to go into your boundaries. I'm not going to interfere with you. I'm not going to be a Kayan who looks to knock down a Hevel. If I'm supposed to learn, I'm supposed to learn. I'm supposed to have a job, I'm supposed to have a job. I'm supposed to be the Gabbai, I'm supposed to be the Gabbai. All machlokas comes from the fact that we don't know what our primary task in this world is. But if we figure out what our primary task in this world is, so there's nobody else who has my task. So there's not going to be machlokas. At the very end of Mesillas Yesharim, it says one of the most beautiful things ever. And it's Kedai. Nobody ever gets to the end of Misal Shurim. You know, we always focus. You always kind of like get yayish about Chasidus, you know. Tchias HaMesim, forget about it. We're not doing it. But, you know, Zrisa, some people could try. Zahiris, we could try a little bit. But as you get closer to the end, it becomes more and more difficult. But the very end of the Misal Shurim, he says the following. He says, it doesn't matter if you're a Gadol B'Yisrael sitting and learning. It doesn't matter if you're somebody who's collecting the garbage. The primary chiyuv, the primary obligation of each individual, kol pal Hashem l'maneh, is just to be l'shem shemayim. To figure out what your unique task is, and to do that l'shem shemayim. The message of the murder of Cain and Hevel is, Cain looked around to see what Hevel was. He didn't focus on what his task was. Had he focused on what his task was, Cain could have achieved enormous things, and Hevel would have achieved enormous things. And there would have been a nice Yisachar Zvulun relationship down the road, each one fulfilling their task with joy, with simcha, because they would have understood their chelek. But because they're always looking over their shoulder to see what the other guy is, it was a disaster. It leads to murder. So I give everybody a bracha as we enter Shabbos, Bereshis. Everyone should be able to fulfill their own unique task in this world. Not step on anybody else's toes, so that we don't turn into a Kayin and we don't turn into a Hevel, but we're able to achieve our unique tachlis in this world. Everybody has an amazing Shabbos.